talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going back to the phone lines. Several people on the line. I'm going to take you in the order you called. Terry of the North Woods, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Terry?
I just embarrassed for my state. You know, what you've been talking about, Matt, about this Gableman thing and Voss thing, and it is damn embarrassing. I don't know how else to explain it. And it's, let me just say this. Minnesota right next door to us is just like we are. When I say just like we are, I'm talking about demographics. You know, populations are similar to the, I think we're 5.9, they're at 5.8. They voted for Biden 200,000 strong. We voted 20,000. That's the thing. We're just turning into a laughing stock here. And I'm going to say it again. I'm embarrassed as hell. So keep up the good work, Matt. Keep informing us. Maybe we can turn this damn tide.
Yeah, no, thank you. You know something, and you, I know you made that point, but it's a profound point people have got to remember. We're very similar to Minnesota, and we have reciprocity for Pete's sake in our universities. Demographics are virtually identical size. Why is it that they are able to get control of their democracy? In other words, have a democracy. How do we go from being the state of fighting Bob La Follette? I mean, fighting Bob La Follette in the late 19th century was the DA of Dane County, and he took care of business. He cleaned things up. He became governor, and he cleaned things up. And he put in unimpeachable honesty in our government. And that held for almost 100 years. It held till Scott Walker came around. It held Democrat and Republican. Lee Dreyfus was honest. It held with Warren Knowles. You know, Tommy Thompson was a reasonable guy compared to Scott Walker. Scott Walker was the guy that initially corrupted it. Now you have Rebecca Clayfish, his pom-pom girl, his lieutenant governor, Duchess of Foxconn, cheerleading for Foxconn. So how is it that we now have Gableman at our expense? That wouldn't have happened in Minnesota. How is it we have Gableman and Voss, a gerrymandered guy? It comes down to the gerrymander is what it comes down to. It comes down to the gerrymander. And we got to fight back. And Terry, thank you for fighting back. We do it here at Devil Radio. We're going to continue to fight back. Going back to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
President Biden from yesterday, here's a guy that'll take one for the team, and here's what I mean by that. He deferred to the village idiot when it came to, you know, developing the shot, or whatever you want to call it, for the virus, when in fact, that's only partially true. We all know that. He gutted many of those agencies that Obama created in his 8 years. And for him to do that, I mean, I know the reason he did it. He's trying to get people vaccinated and anything he can do to do it. And that's hats off to him. But my point is, you know, even if this were totally true, then the clown didn't administer to it properly once he got the you know, what? We were at a level of, what, 3% when he left office? You know, he could have easily won re-election if he would have administered at all towards the coronavirus in the proper way. It's cost hundreds of thousands of lives. And I'm my hat's off to a guy like Biden that will do something like that. It was, you know, he's a team player. He's all about getting this country straightened out one way or another, no matter what he has to do.
Right. You're right. Yeah. Let me build on that because you raise a lot of good points. The truth of the matter is the pharmaceutical companies had worked on this RNA vaccine for decades. And, you know, they call it COVID-19 because it's simply the COVID that hit in 19. There's a COVID-18, COVID-17, COVID-16. Every year things mutate a little bit, and it took COVID-19 to mutate into a deadly fashion. But they fortunately had a jump start. And what Trump is trying to boast about now, a little late, is saying, well, hey, what I did is I put some money into them. I started Operation Warp Speed, and I gave them guaranteed purchase agreements. So they go, we're not going to spend billions of dollars and invent this stuff and then have five people buy it. And he committed to buying a couple of hundred million. Now, all that's well and good, but at the same time, he called for Fauci to be fired. He was anti-vax, anti-mask, snuck off and got vaccinated himself because he's not a fool, and then concealed that from everybody and concealed it till after he left the White House. He's an idiot. That's what he did. If he had simply done what he did, and by the way, you're right, he's building on Obama and Biden, because Obama and Biden back in 08, 09, they were elected in 08, 09, 10, and 10, put through this stimulus to save the car companies, and the Republicans opposed them on it. And if they hadn't done that, our investment banks were failing. We would have gone into a full-fledged depression. So they built on that. Trump built on that. And now he's taking credit. Well, it's a little late. Plus, there's nothing to take credit for, because in addition, he subverted it. He subverted it by attacking vaccines, attacking masks, attacking distancing, making fun of it. The reason why a third of the people in this country have not been vaccinated is because of the Republican Party, the leadership, because they keep trashing it. And you're absolutely right. That's the way it is. Biden, on the other hand, when vaccines were available after he was elected in December, he was one of the first to take a shot. On TV, he took the shot. Now, in those days, not a lot of people had gotten that vaccine. And there were a lot of people who said, well, let me wait a few months, see what happens. Well, somebody could pop a third eye in the middle of his forehead or a pair of horns or something. They don't, somehow his fingers are going to fall off. Baloney. It's all stupid. He said, the heck with it. I'll be one of the first. He was a leader, a real leader, and he still is a real leader. I want to go to a development. I think it's a favorable development out in California, and I'm going to put some flesh on the skeleton when it comes to what's going on. I've said many times in this show that these death threats against Fauci, against election commissioners, health commissioners, all of these death threats should be prosecuted, and virtually none of them are, because people don't try to find out who did it. They all disguise themselves. If you make a death threat against the President of the United States and you're not a member of Congress, they'll go after you. And why did I just say if you're not a member of Congress? Because Marjorie Taylor Greene was advocating the assassination of Hillary Clinton, advocating the assassination of Barack Obama. Yes, it was after he left the presidency, but so what? Those are felonies, and Nancy Pelosi. But this guy Gosar of Arizona put through this this video that had him murdering Ocasio-Cortez, and also attacking Biden, who is the president, with a sword. If you advocated doing that, you and I, Secret Service would get you, because he's Gosar. He got away with it, stripped of his committee chairmanships. He's a sociopath, a very dangerous guy, very dangerous guy. But out in California, a man just got sentenced to 3 years in prison for threatening journalists and their families. It's about time, but when you hear all the facts, make the hair on a monkey's back stand straight on end. This guy's name is Robert Lemke. He's 36 years old. And he would threaten journalists and their families, quote, for stating the facts that Trump lost, just because they said Trump lost. And here are some of the things he said to them verbally and in text, quote, then he always picks family members to threaten them through the family. Quote, his words, meaning the journalist's words to this family member saying this, are putting you at risk. We are nearby. We are armed and ready. Thousands of us are armed and ready. We're all former law enforcement or military. That's how we do it. He's saying this to a relative of a journalist. Then he texted the brother of a congressman, from New York City because the congressman in 2020 said that Biden had won the election, which he did. And here's the text. And he texted it with a picture of a home in the journalist's neighborhood, very, very close to the journalist's house. And it says, quote, "We are armed nearby your house. You had better have a word with him, your journalist's relative. We're not far from him either. He's telling lies. Biden will not win. He will not be president." And he sent this to 50 people. He used 3 phone numbers, several different electronic accounts to conceal his identity. They found him and he got 3 years in prison. It is about time. These are death threats. Raffensperger, the Republican Secretary of State in Georgia, got death threats against his children. He has security. Dr. Fauci has gotten death threats against him and his family. He has security. Put these people in prison. Put them in prison. Put them in prison. Trump people went to a woman, a poll worker who got $16 an hour in Georgia, and threatened her with physical harm if she didn't falsely say there'd been fraud. Put them in prison. Merrick Garland, do it through the federal system. The states may not pick up on it. They've got to go to prison. You make a threat like that, you go to prison, just like they did in California. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.